New Media Beat on OWWR Old Westbury Web Radio. I'm Alexia Kroll.
And I'm Jonna Vishupathe.
This week, we have lots of news about artificial intelligence. Let's face it, you can't escape it. What's new in AI, Jonna V?
Here's the problem. How can we tell a real image from an AI-generated image? Will putting a label on AI-generated images help us trust what we see online?
Meta thinks that labels are the answer. Can you stop deepfakes by slapping a label on them?
Meta is not the only tech giant making AI news. Google has launched its own new brand of AI.
It's called Gemini, and it comes in three different flavors: Gemini Ultra, Gemini Pro, and Gemini Nano.
These three Gemini models will replace Bard, Google's last AI chatbot, out with the old AI and in with the new.
Say goodbye to Bard.
And hello to Gemini.
Jonavi, what's new in social media?
Do we need stricter laws to protect young people from the dangers of social media?
Florida thinks so. Florida thinks that there ought to be a law.
The Florida House recently passed a bipartisan bill that would ban young people under 16 from social media. This would become the law in Florida after the Florida Senate passes it and after Governor Ron DeSantis signs it.
Florida is not the only state considering this kind of protective legislation for kids. The federal government is also taking action. Have you heard about the Kids Online Safety Act that is being debated in Washington? How many other states are passing similar laws?
Let's talk about streaming services.
Let's talk about streaming services and sports. The biggest news in streaming today is about sports. What is the future of sports media? Is it watching TV or subscribing to a streaming service? What streaming service?
There is a big deal in the works. Three of the giants of sports media are coming together to create one massive sports streaming service to rule them all. What will this new mega streaming platform do for sports fans? Does it spell the end of watching sports on cable TV?
All this and more coming up on OWWR Old Westbury Web Radio, streaming live from the State University of New York College at Old Westbury. Co-host Jonna Vishupathe has been thinking about the problem of deepfakes. How do you tell when a digital image is real and when it has been generated by AI? How can we trust that we see online? Are the big tech companies responsible for helping us tell the difference between real and fake images? One company is proposing an answer: labels. Jonna V, if labels are the answer, what is the problem?
Well, to start, a deepfake is a fake image or video that has been altered by the use of AI to replicate a person from their physical appearance to their voice. For instance, President Biden has been a victim of deepfakes. There have been videos of him making inaccurate statements, which is extremely dangerous because if the president is a victim, that means no one else is safe. When looking at pictures on social media, it can be very hard to determine whether an image is real or has been created by AI. Content generated and altered by AI has a greater chance of being fake, which spreads misinformation. However, Meta is planning to solve this problem. They have announced a new update which will label AI-generated images on all their platforms. According to Nick Clegg, the president of global affairs at Facebook, he states, "As the difference between human and synthetic content gets blurred, people want to know where the boundary lies." He also goes on to explain that people appreciate Meta's transparency as they find it difficult to trust anything they read or watch on social media. With this update, Meta is not only stopping misinformation, but they are also setting a standard which may influence other social media platforms to follow. For New Media Beat, I am Jonna Vishupathe. Back to you, Alexia.
Thanks, Jonna V. Meta is not the only tech giant making news. Google is making a big change in its AI product line. Aiden Bongiorno is here with a report about Gemini, Google's brand new AI chatbot. Aiden, didn't Google already have an AI chat app called Bard? What happened to Bard?
So Google's official AI chatbot was named Bard. Google announced that they are officially rebranding its AI-driven chatbot Bard. The company announced this year that Bard will be getting reimagined with a whole new upgrade, along with it being renamed to Gemini. Gemini is Google's newest AI chatbot. It's designed to process information and automate tasks in a way to save users time and effort. The introduction of Gemini marks a huge step forward for Google, as the company is one of the major tech giants that continues to grow through the use of AI tools. Google's former AI chatbot, Bard, was a fierce competitor with other AI-driven chatbots, including ChatGPT. By rebranding its AI chatbot, it shows a strong sign that Google is fully committed to heavily investing in AI tools. Vice President at Google, Cece Hasso, described Google's rebranding of Gemini as the first step in building a true AI assistant. When she was asked about the name change, Hasso responded to reporters that it's about helping Google users understand that they are interacting with a much stronger AI mode. Google's new rebrand of Bard is proving that the company is going head-to-head with other major tech giants using AI technology, with one of their biggest competitors being ChatGPT. When the app launched near the end of 2022, Google spent years developing similar technology, which at the time was not as advanced as ChatGPT. However, in March of 2023, Google released its AI chatbot Bard following its release. Google's two main AI labs, Google Brain and DeepMind, merged and announced the development of Gemini. Since then, Google has been improving its AI chatbot as OpenAI released a new version of ChatGPT that can now respond to voice commands. This new feature introduced by OpenAI has multiple tech industries believe that this type of AI technology will eventually merge and replace other digital assistants, including Apple's Siri and Amazon's Alexa. For Google, their main plan is to add more context for its users using Gemini. The introduction of Gemini was a major step in the right direction in terms of Google's AI technology. Their goal for users who pay for an AI subscription is for them to have a full access to Gemini's capabilities with other Google resources, including Gmail, Docs, Sheets, Slides, and Meet. Sundar Pichai, CEO of Google's parent company Alphabet, talks about how Google is fully committed to advancing its AI technology during an earnings call. He explains that he is hoping to offer an AI assistant that can please users, being able to complete multiple tasks, including a Google search. For New Media Beat, I am Aiden Mongiorno. Back to you.
Thank you, Aiden. Everyone is talking about the dangers of social media for young people. Have you heard about the Kids Online Safety Act that is being debated in Congress? The federal government wants to regulate how young people use social media for their own protection. Many states are also passing legislation to control what children can see online. Will these bills protect children or just censor what they can see online?
Let's talk about child safety on social media with my co-host, Alexia Kroll. Should children have social media accounts? Should the government regulate when a young person can have their own social media account? Should big tech verify the age and identity of its users? Will the government regulate how the big social media platforms protect their youngest users? There is a wave of legislation being debated in state houses across the nation. Congress has brought the big names in tech to Capitol Hill to answer questions about their corporate responsibility. My co-host Alexia Kroll has been following the story of a child protection bill that is moving forward in Florida. This bill has already been passed by the Florida House and will become law if it is passed by the Florida Senate and then signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. Alexia, tell us about this Florida bill. What's in it?
The Florida House of Representatives approved back in January a bill aimed at barring children ages 16 and younger from social media platforms. This also follows similar action in several other states to limit online risk to young teenagers. This was passed by a bipartisan vote of 106 to 13, and the measure would require social media platforms to terminate accounts of anyone younger than the age of 16, verifying and screening out underage. The Florida social media ban and HB 1 bill have both sparked considerable debate and controversy. For New Media Beat, I am Alexia Kroll. Back to you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Alexia. Let's talk about sports media. The giants of sports media wants to know how you want to watch your favorite sports. Do you watch sports on TV? How many channels do you watch? Which streaming packages do you pay for every month so that you can watch the game? The biggest news in sports media right now is a proposed deal that would create one giant sports streaming service that would offer fans a single subscription to watch most of the major sports. Jaden Nunez is following the story. Jaden, tell us about this deal. Let's start with the basics. Who are the big media companies that are proposing this new streaming service? What is the deal, and why are they doing this?
Three major companies, ESPN, Fox, Warner Bros., Discovery, plan to launch a new sports streaming service. It will contain content from 15 networks and all four major professional sports leagues. The platform will include coverage from all major sports, for example, pro football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and college sports. So why are these companies partnering? So these companies are partnering to grow and to expand in their streaming rights in sports, which drive high engagement. So these new streaming services will affect the viewers because the pricing, starting price can be around $45 to $50 per month. And back to you, Jamal.
Thank you, Jaden. That's all for this week.